Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I thank you so much for being here with me today. You know, today I thought I would pick up on some of the concepts that we've been talking about over the last couple weeks because they've really been synchronistic in my life. And I want to talk about that a little bit because it really is just so neat when life just keeps handing you all of these messages that are like, yeah, listen to this, go with this thought, go in this direction, you're right. And a lot of it is centered around what we've been talking about our beliefs, and also specifically about, for me this week, has been about the belief that we can fly. And also, it's not just necessarily the belief that we can physically fly, but also that we can metaphorically fly, that we can let our spirit soar, that we don't need to be confined to this material illusion, because that's really all it is. It's an illusion. And it's hard to really wrap our brains around that because it is so real. Life is very real, and it's meant to be. But in the grand scheme of things, in the big, big bird's eye view, it really is all an illusion, because the ultimate reality is that we are all source, that we are all one, that we come from the nothingness. Ultimately, we come, all of us, out of nothingness. And from that nothingness comes the light. And we are tiny sparks of that light. And that is all that we can be, because that is all that we have come from, and all that we can be is only what our foundations are. And if our foundations are of this light and of this love, then that is all that there is. And everything that we see around us is really light refractions or distortions of light, materialized, densified light. So many of the programs that we are used to in our material world, we're so used to. We believe them because they're part of our program, because everyone tells us so, because we were brought up to believe this way. We think time is real. It feels real. Last couple days, it hasn't seemed so real to me. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you guys, but the last couple days, I felt like time is just absolutely flying. Flying. Totally didn't mean to have that little synchronicity in here, but that's what has been happening the last couple of days. It's like few hours goes by in what seems like 5 minutes, and I'm like, what? It's what? Time? Really? All right. None of this is real. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like 5 minutes, but it's been a couple hours. All right. Yeah, I'm working on stuff, but wow, it really is an illusion. It really is based on our perception, our beliefs. Dolores Cannon, in one of her books, there's a line that says something like, human beings are like the only species to have found a way to measure something that doesn't exist. And it's true, because time in our equations is just a constant. It's something that we've made up to make the math work. Really? And that's so interesting, isn't it? And if you think about it now, now, you're listening to me now, and I'm recording this now, but those times are totally different. But we're all here together in the now. Everything is happening right now. And so it's really just a matter of our beliefs and our perception as to what's really going on here. And when we can kind of take the step back and give it that bird's eye view and see it from that perspective of all is one, all is now, I decide, I have the potential of infinity at my fingertips because that's where I come from. Because that infinite nothingness is where we all come from. And that is why we have the potential for anything we can possibly imagine. Anything that we can possibly believe or we think we can, we can. Now see, the opposite is also true. If we think we can't, well, we certainly cannot. It will not happen because we don't think we can. And when you look at life and we look at all of the different situations that we can get ourselves into and all the times we thought we can and we did and all the times we think we thought we couldn't and we didn't. And it was all because we didn't think so, or we did think so. It was all a matter of our belief. I'm thinking right now about some of the athletes that I've known in my life, some just top athletes, some MVPs in, you know, professional sports. And these guys were good because it was a mind game. Because in their head, they had it. That was it. They saw it. It was going to be the way they saw it. They felt it happening. And that was it. There was nobody that could tell them otherwise. And that's how they won. And that's how they were great. Because they knew they were infinitely wonderful and had that possibility. And so they tapped into it. And it's all a matter of using your mind and understanding that it is the belief that carries you through.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The concept for the book initially came to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, confirming for me that the information in the book is pertinent to get to the world at this moment in our collective evolution. In the book, I share the 8 keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 25 years of trial, error, and deep exploration, including one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. I think most of you will agree with me that talk is a bit cheap, especially these days, and results speak the loudest of all. Well, these keys have led me to manifesting incredible results, such as an Inc. fastest growing private company, uncanny health, incredible relationships, and success with this podcast. However, I'm not any more special than you, and anyone can apply this information to achieve incredible results in their own life. I also believe waking up our planet by sharing these keys to abundance is the quickest way to help us to transition our home into the planet of paradise it is destined to become, which is why I'd like to gift the book to you at goldenkey.gift when you use the golden key code POSITIVEHEAD. I would also like to invite you to create your own unique golden key code so you in turn can gift the book to others, as well as invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and on the website, where readers are also going to share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. Lastly, I'm going to practice what I preach by sharing 50% of the abundance generated from the golden game and sale of the other golden goodies on the website with you and all the other readers. So if you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. Also, if you end up loving and appreciating your gifted copy of the book, please take a moment to go to Amazon and give it a review, which will greatly help me reach and unlock more hearts with the golden key.
And so back to this idea that we can fly, and The only reason why we can't is because we don't believe that we can. This idea has been coming through to me, you guys, in multiple ways. And so I think it's really, really important that we talk about this because, like I said at the beginning, it's not just about us being able to physically do it, because one day we will. Absolutely. In the higher dimensions, this is how we roll. But right now, maybe we can just think about it metaphorically, metaphysically, and allowing our spirits to fly, allowing our spirits to lighten up. And I want to read actually a Facebook post from our Positive Heads Facebook page, which if you are not a member, please come over there and join us. There's lots of good stuff there, lots of great communication and connectiveness. And it's just a beautiful group. So join us if you're not there. But Rachel posted in the group this post about after listening to an episode I did about this exact thing, about flying. And it just ties in so beautifully with what we're talking about. And she said, "You need the light to fly. I had a dream about flying last night. It was actually my first memory of one. Then on today's podcast, Dr. Erica Middlemiss talked about how we can all fly if we change our belief system. I have loved hot air balloons since I was a little girl, and today I connected the dots that hot air balloons cannot fly without the light that burns within them. We have to be the light in order to fly. Side note, because I'm still working on trust, which she also talked about in this episode, I was questioning myself whether she actually talked about flying in today's podcast. So, of course, I decided I was going to listen again. I clicked on the player and picked a place in the middle. It then started to play, and she says, when that light bulb moment happens, it is an understanding of the lesson. And when you get it, when you truly get it, and it really happens, it is instantaneous. It is a light bulb moment because the light within you then shines and that darkness lifts. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Rachel, this is so amazing and so beautiful. And you totally, this is exactly the point. When we can lighten up our vibration, when we know that what we are is light, then we fly. It is really that simple. And it is so, so beautiful. And what's so interesting to me too, is that this last week or so, I mentioned last week that I had a session where this topic came up and the higher self said this exact same thing. And then I go and have another session. Was it earlier this week? I think so. Where again, same thing, higher self starts talking about that we can fly right now. And the only reason why we can't is because of our belief system. This is now three times, three different higher selves, all the same message. And so this is obviously something that is really important for us to understand. And then it was compounded by, so I've been watching Star Trek. In my old age, yeah, right. I'm a very young 44. But when I was younger, like maybe 20 plus years ago, or even less, if you would have told me that I love Star Trek in my older years, I would have told you to piss off. There was no way in hell that I was going to be a Star Trek fan. Like, no way. And I am obsessed with Star Trek. I'm like a Trekkie now, like not, you know, a Trekkie, but I love this show. I love everything about it because there's so much truth in it. There's so much truth. So I've been watching this latest season of Star Trek Discovery, and there've been synchronicities for me throughout this entire thing. One, before I get into actually what I'm going to say the synchronicity was this week, one was they were in this this galactic seed bank where they held the seeds to every plant. It was just this safe place where they could keep all the seeds, all of the information. And when they showed this seed bank, it literally looked just like, well, not just like, but very, very similar to what I saw in my own QHHT session 4 years ago at this point, in what I called the report station in the universe, which is like the Akashic Records for the universe. So we have Akashic Records here on Earth, and then this report station holds the information of the records throughout the entire universe or our solar system. And so it's not just Earth, it's everything. And so it has all of this information. And so essentially, just like the seed bank, and this seed bank literally exactly, well, I'm saying literally exactly, and it's wrong. It's not exactly, but it's, if I were to tell the directors of this show, this is what it looked like, that's what they would have created. And it blew me away. I was like watching it. And I said to Brian, I'm like, holy shit, look, that's just like the report station. And what is so neat about that is that these little synchronicities that we see that come up in our daily lives, just watching a show that we like, is pointing us back to something that has been shown to us before in order to give us the message again, to solidify the message, to remind you again, oh yeah, for me it was, I have access to this information. And we all have access to information. Like I'm always talking about, it is our higher self guidance that is within us always that has all the information. And all of this information on what is possible for us in our infinitum, our higher self knows that is within us. We have access to that. And the more we listen to it, the more we lighten up, and the more our light shines, and the more we do fly. And so back to the synchronicity on this episode. So I watched all the way to the very end, and I just loved it because the main character, one of the main characters, Michael Burnham, she's just such a rock star, and she is just a powerhouse, and she believes that she can. And she doesn't give up, and nobody can tell her otherwise. And she just rocks. I just love it. I love this character of this person who is just standing in their power. And what's great about it is that she's kind of a tiny woman, and she's just so powerful. And I just love that because big things come in small packages. You watch this whole thing and I love that archetype. And at the very end, what happens is that, you know, of course they win, they save the day. And she is now sitting in the captain's seat. And there is this thing throughout the episodes of like, what do they say? Like, what's that final word to where they're going to take off and go where they go? And it was just kind of this thing. They couldn't really quite figure it out, but she sat in the seat. And it was the very end of the entire show. And she sits there and she looks in the camera and she goes, let's fly. And I almost died. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, let's fly, really? Wow, let's fly. Yes, let's fly. Let's do this. Let's recognize how powerful we are. We are infinite beings with infinite possibility at our fingertips, because that is what we are made of. And we have the ability to fly, and we can allow our light to shine, knowing that what we are made of is infinite love. And that's all there is. That's all that we are. We are one with it all, one with each other. And because of that too, we have infinite strength in our oneness. Oh, it's so amazing. So I encourage you all to let your spirits fly. Do what you love. Enjoy life. Find love in every single moment. And always, always, always make the choice to believe in yourself and know that you can. You always can. There's no reason why you can't. And so the last synchronicity I want to share with you guys is the very next day after finishing Star Trek, I go on Facebook, and someone who I'm friends with that I met at a conference a couple years ago named Michael Lee Hill, he does some really cool work if you want to check him out, but he posted this, and I'll just read it to you. NASA has a poster hanging with bees that reads, aerodynamically, a bee's body is not made to fly. The good thing is that the bee doesn't know. The law of physics says that a bee cannot fly. The aerodynamic principle says that the breadth of its wings is too small to keep its huge body in flight. but a bee doesn't know. It doesn't know anything about physics or its logic and flies anyway. This is what we can all do, fly and prevail in every moment in the face of any difficulty and in any circumstance, despite what they say. Let us be bees. No matter the size of our wings, we take flight and enjoy the pollen of life. Uh-huh, that's right. Mic drop on the week. And with that, I'm out of here for the day, you guys. I love you all so, so much. This is Rising Appalachia Medicine. Until next time, love you all.
Also, quickly, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the code POSITIVEHEAD. I also wanted to remind you that I will now be doing a live Q&A every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time on the new social audio app Clubhouse. I have really been wanting to connect and interact with all of you more for quite some time, and I'm super excited to now have two new ways to do it. First, if you're already on Clubhouse, be sure to follow me and click the little bell on my profile and select to always be notified when I go live on the Clubhouse app. And if you'd like to connect on an even more intimate Zoom gathering once a month, now you can do that too by registering at goldenkey.gift.
Rushing is violence, and so is your silence when it's rooted in compliance. To stand firm in loving defiance, make Archer alliance, give voice to the fire. Move people to the beat of the wind, gather yourself and begin to dance the song until it ends. We are winners, champions of the light, forming in numbers and might. Keep the truth close in sight. And woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hands. Medicine woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hands. Find your teachers in the voice of the forest. Some plug you can't ignore this wisdom of the voiceless. Remedies are bountiful and surround us from the garden to the farthest. Prayer made of stardust. Find your healing in the music that calls you, the voice that enthralls you. What do you belong to? Eyes out, there's the setting of the sun. Give thanks to each and every one. The lesson is the medicine woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand. Medicine woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hand. And extending my trap strip back into the messages and action. The art is feeding, stop stuck the disbelieving, cause the garden holds the shards, the medicine is in the seeds. When we hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evident, the wolf, the hawk, the bear clan. We hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evidence, the wolf, the hawk, the medicine woman, medicine man. Walk in with grace, I know your face, and I trust your hands. Medicine woman. medicine man. Walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hand.